Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
And just like that, we have a new president and vice president. Lots of history made at the inauguration. President Biden gets right to work, and the rest of us do too, as we weren't the ones to win the Powerball. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Well, maybe if he had sex with Carol Baskin instead of trying to kill her, Joe Exotic would be a free man today. I'll tell you why.
Leroy has your sports.
And more proof that being a winner makes you a target, even when it's not fair.
But first, an historic inauguration day. First to take oath was Kamala Harris, took the oath of office, first becoming the first woman, the first black person, the first South Asian person sworn in as vice president. Very moving moment. She was sworn in by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the first Latina and woman of color on the Supreme Court. Then Joe Biden took the oath administered by Chief Justice John Roberts. He then delivered an inaugural address calling for unity, pledging to be a president for all Americans. And here's some of his speech.
We'll press forward with speed and urgency, for we have much to do in this winter of peril and significant possibilities. Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
Yep, absolutely. Well, then there were I don't know if we should call them performances for inauguration, but I guess, yeah, we had the national anthem, Lady Gaga, looking like the Hunger Games.
With a golden microphone.
Oh, man. Garth Brooks performed Amazing Grace.
In jeans.
Yep, in jeans. And Jennifer Lopez sang a little medley, America the Beautiful, This Land Is Your Land, and Let's Get Live.
Let's Get Live.
The best part of Biden having all these minorities in the White House and him being a million years old is that the parties after he goes to bed are going to be bumping. White House is going to have a live DJ.
For you, it sounds like it's a Disney
yes,
song.
It does. Roll the credits, roll.
Puerto Rico, she performed at the Super Bowl. She performed for New Year's and now the inauguration. Corona's been great to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, man. Well, one of my favorite parts of the inauguration was the historic moment when 22-year-old Amanda Gorman became the youngest person to deliver a poem at a U.S. presidential inauguration, reciting "The Hill We Climb."
When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
I love it. She was great. President Joe Biden got right to work, signing 15 executive orders and two other directives, including ramping up vaccines and testing, requiring masks and social distancing on federal property, and rejoining the Paris Agreement on climate change. More to come in the next 10 days. And we have a winner. A single winning Powerball ticket was sold in Maryland. I have friends in Maryland.
We going.
Maryland, you said?
Yes. Where the money resides. Where the money resides. Where the money resides. Okay, right. Let me tell you something. I'm doing something real big.
And that's
any
on
deal,
what?
That y'all got, and they do
in Maryland. Okay, who do I know in Maryland?
I have friends in Maryland. Well, that person will win $731.1 million. Dollars. But, you know, Mega Millions jackpot, that's on Friday, worth $970 million.
Oh, that just made me think of something. I have a question for you guys. I'm going to ask you guys a little bit later about if you were to get a big lump sum of money like that.
Beautiful.
Yes, I just thought of that.
All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Well, bad news for Drake fans who thought they were getting new music from him this month. His upcoming album, Certified Lover Boy, was rumored to be dropping in January, but his recovery from his knee injury has put a damper on things. He posted on his Instagram story, "I was planning to release my album this month, but between surgery and rehab, my energy has been dedicated to recovery," adding that he is blessed to be back on his feet, feeling great and focused on the album, but CLB, will not be dropping in January. No, not CMB from New Jack City, CLB. But he did assure us it will be out sometime this year, saying, quote, I'm looking forward to sharing it with you in 2021. Bachelorette star Claire Crawley is said to be a mess since her split from Dale. I told you guys yesterday that Claire, who was last season's Bachelorette for the first few weeks, had split from her fiance Dale, and from what it sounds like, it was his doing. And we still don't know the reason, but a source says Claire is a wreck and still hasn't addressed it publicly. Another source says kids may have been a factor, seeing as how she wanted kids right away and Dale did not. Somebody who was quick to jump on Claire's misfortune, though, was former Bachelorette contestant Spencer Robertson, who asked Claire on a date the same day the news broke. Nice. Posted on Instagram, coffee, tagging Claire in it. Boy, he wasted no time. And as you can expect, Joe Exotic, a.k.a. Tiger King, is very upset, to say the least, that he didn't get one of the dozens of pardons given by former President Trump on his way out. And Joe thinks he knows why. According to a tweet from Joe's official account, he says he was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon. He added that, quote, he only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media. Boy, we were all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice. His corrupt friends all come first. Meanwhile, one person who is happy about it is Carol Baskin herself, who says she can breathe a sigh of relief and that Joe deserves to be in a cage.
I thought Tiger King Joe Exotic was gay.
I am gay. I've had two boyfriends most of my life.
Ah, that's right. Now, but Trump isn't anti-gay because...
I'll kiss the guys.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Just saying.
Yeah, here's Leroy with sports.
The Celtics lost to the Sixers 117-109. Jason Tatum, he was out because of COVID. Speaking of COVID, the NBA has tightened their COVID-19 rules. Security will be at half court during the pregame warm-ups and the postgame to help remind players and coaches you got to stay 6 feet apart. Wow. They're not doing it, so they need that reminder. After 17 seasons, former Charger and Colt Phillip Rivers has retired from the NFL. In the face of the NFL, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was on the practice field after being concussed last Sunday. If you saw it, you saw him stumbling off the field. It was ugly. Now, he's not 100% clear to play this coming Sunday in the AFC championship game, but if this were the Pats, all right, with Brady back in the day, it would be headline news. The Pats would be accused of cheating the system and trying to get over. Yeah. So I don't understand why we don't hear an outcry now. If Mahomes isn't ready to play, then he absolutely should not play this Sunday.
No, let him play. Let him play. He'll be throwing the ball to the wrong guys. He'll be throwing the ball in the wrong direction. And then people will be like, well, he's just having a bad game. No, he's loopy.
I don't know. We've even heard some people say that the game itself should be changed until he can play, which is outrageous. Come but anyways, on. I know. Bruins and the Flyers tonight at 7, and that's just sports.
All right, today's good news. Philip Ingram is a custodian at a hospital, and he says he grew up in a tough neighborhood without a lot of positive things. He also says it was ingrained in him as a child to treat people the way you wanted to be treated. So he came up with an idea to ask people for a penny, believing that he could collect them to help others. He then became known as the Penny Man and founded Powerful Pennies. He's collected up to $1,400, and he donated that to a local Boys and Girls Club where he lives. And he also started at his job a payroll deduction plan for the hospital's 6,500 workers, where people can donate 50 cents to $5 out of their paychecks for charity.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students to give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.